In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Mercy.
that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday in Advent is from Deuteronomy chapter 18. The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from among your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. Just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, "Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire any more, lest I die." And the Lord said to me, "They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth.
My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
The Epistles from Philippians, chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months, and return to her home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Lord,
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain down righteousness. And so it happened that righteousness was rained down from heaven into the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He, the righteous one, was conceived without the aid of man, but by the Holy Ghost, as we confess week in and week out. Righteousness is showered down upon us from heaven in the holy incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we celebrate next week, but it is what we celebrate, or should celebrate, each week. In fact, each and every day. The earthly womb of a virgin bears the fruit of salvation and righteousness. He comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber and, like a strong man, runs his course with joy. Thus the introit we chanted this morning is fulfilled, as are all the psalms and the prophets. The promised prophet of Deuteronomy 18 has come. He is the righteous one. It is for this reason that the baby in St. Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy when hearing the greeting of his Lord's mother. Already in utero, St. John the Baptist is preparing the way of the Lord, preaching to his own mother that St. Mary is the mother of her Lord and Savior, the Christ. Having heard this preaching and filled with the Holy Spirit, as Scripture tells us, St. Elizabeth makes the good confession. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. She recognizes at that instant that standing before her is not simply her young cousin, her much younger cousin, but the mother of her Lord and Savior. And St. Elizabeth considers it the highest of favors to be visited by her Lord and his mother. She calls St. Mary blessed for believing what was spoken to her from the Lord, that it would be fulfilled in her. In other words, this just struck me a couple years ago, but St. Elizabeth's faithful response to the visitation of her Lord and his mother is an actual picture of the Magnificat that St. Mary utters right after St. Elizabeth praises her. St. Elizabeth's soul magnifies the Lord, and her spirit rejoices in God her Savior, who has granted his humble servant an audience. She is the first to call St. Mary blessed, which all generations from then on will do and have done. The mighty Lord has done great things to her, giving her to conceive of his forerunner in her old age, well after the years of childbearing had passed, who will prepare the way for the Holy One promised of old, who would come to show mercy to those who fear him, scattering the proud in the thoughts of their hearts, bringing down the mighty from their thrones, but exalting those of humble estate. He will fill the hungry with good things and send the rich empty away. He has remembered his promise to come in mercy, and that promise is right before St. Elizabeth in the womb of her young cousin. So it is that the Magnificat, one of the church's most ancient songs as part of the liturgy, is not only St. Mary's song, but St. Elizabeth's song. And more than that, it is the song of all the faithful from generation to generation, right up to the present day. It is the song of all those who recognize our Lord's gracious visitation in our flesh for our salvation. It is the song of sinners who need a Savior and cry out for mercy, recognizing that the mercy they need is theirs in the one born of Mary. It is the song of those who hunger and are filled with the good things of our Lord's holy word and sacraments. It is the song of those who need help, not those who have no need of help. It is the song of those who are sick, not those who are well. It is the song of those who recognize that they do need a Savior. For it is a song that recognizes the Savior that they need has come. It is your song, O sinners redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Saint Elizabeth says about Saint Mary, blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. But that same blessing is for all who likewise believe what was spoken to them from the Lord, clinging to his promises and rejoicing in God their Savior. For that Magnificat, that wonderful ancient song that is as relevant today as it was when St. Mary first uttered it, is fulfilled by your Lord Jesus Christ, fulfilled for you. For he looked down upon your humble estate and came down from heaven as righteousness showered from above to save you. He humbled himself to be born of a lowly handmaiden and laid in a filthy manger, lived a perfect life free of sin and completely dependent upon his Father above, was drenched in your sins at the Jordan, overcame the devil in the wilderness, showed mercy and healed many, taught about the kingdom of heaven, prophesied as the prophet to come, and set his face to journey steadfastly to Jerusalem, to be spit upon and mocked and beaten and crucified and killed for you. Not for sins he committed, but for your sins which he took upon himself, that the full punishment you deserve would be satisfied completely in his blood, so that you might escape the wrath to be revealed when he comes again on the last day. The Magnificat is your song, O sinners redeemed by Christ the Crucified. For no one has ever suffered anything close to the humility and injustice suffered by our Lord Jesus Christ. But he didn't do that for himself, but for you. This is his way. This is how he remembers his mercy, how he does great things for you, how he shows his mighty strength and defeats the strong man by being the stronger man, crushing the devil's head with his perfect life and sacrificial death. Blessed are you who believe that Jesus has fulfilled all that was spoken of him. And blessed are you who believe that there continues to be a fulfillment of what he has spoken to you. For the humility of our Lord Jesus Christ has come to an end. He has been exalted. He died, but he is not dead. He rose from the tomb on the third day, descended into hell to proclaim his victory, and ascended into heaven on the 40th day to be our mediator. And not only that, but to be our prophet, priest, and king, to rule us and govern us from heaven above by coming into our midst and giving us what we need. For he is not gone, and he is not on a permanent vacation, but our Lord is very near to us and active in our midst. Even now in his holy church, he comes to shower righteousness down upon you from above, to have mercy upon you who fear him, to exalt you of humble estate, and to fill you sinners with the salvation you hunger for. Here at the holy altar, he does this for you, not just in an abstract, emotional, feelings kind of way, but in a physical, tangible way. Here at the holy altar, he gives you to eat and to drink of his very body and blood, that you might live. So here at the holy altar, does your soul magnify the Lord and your spirit rejoice in God, your Savior? Here at the holy altar, your Lord Jesus Christ looks down upon your humble estate and does great things for you. Holy is his name, for he tends to you like the good shepherd that he is, that he might bring you to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that, dear friends, is the goal, the fulfillment of the grace, mercy, and love he came down from heaven to win for all people, and that he has bestowed upon and given to you, that you would be exalted in righteousness, to dwell in his glory, in the kingdom of his glory, forever and ever. And you will, because the Lord is faithful to his promises. And this is what St. Paul is so happy about when he utters the words, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Rejoice that Jesus has come. Rejoice that the Lord is at hand. Rejoice that all your sins are paid for and done away with. Rejoice that heaven is opened up to sinners redeemed by Christ. Rejoice that God has been reconciled to man by the God who took on our manhood and exalted it forever. Rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Blessed are you who believe. For the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, is yours through that Holy Spirit given faith, and will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and into eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Away from thy presence.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have fulfilled the word that you spoke by the prophet with the virgin birth of your only begotten Son. Establish us in the truth as the Lord Jesus saves us from our sins and as our Lord Emmanuel reunites our lives with you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Look with mercy on your Son's betrothed bride, his holy church, as she falsely bears the shame of the world. Keep her from losing heart before all those who hate her and persecute her. Sustain her in the truth of her hidden glory until her bridegroom comes for her on the last day. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
As you chose St. Paul to be an apostle, continue to set apart men for your gospel. Make them faithful servants of your Son, Christ Jesus. Let their mouths be filled with his truth and their hearts with his love, so that your Son's service may be carried out to his people. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Raise up for us just leaders that will rule over us and defend the weak and vulnerable in our land. Keep them from being governed by public opinion or overly influenced by self-interested parties in our society. Let them be your servants for the sake of true justice and fair government, that we might live productive and peaceful lives. Lord, in your mercy. Be near to all those who suffer in any way, especially those who have requested our prayers, including David Gursky, Ella Shaw, Scott McCollum, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd Duby, James Whiting, Pastor Dan Chambers, Miriam Sohn, John Myers, Cheryl Myers, Pat Howard, Jeff Sherry, and Logan Patek, and Lyle Paul. Assure them that you have not abandoned them in their troubles, but are the God who is drawn near in Christ to be with them always. Grant health and healing to the sick. Give peace and rest to the dying, and comfort the grieving, including the family of John Lemmerman, who was called home this past week. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
As your Son comes to us in the very body and blood that he took up in the womb of the Virgin Mary, renew our life in him. Let this enfleshed sign of your love that he makes present on the holy altar and places in our mouths and our hearts strengthen our faith and deepen our love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
As you favored Mary with being the mother of your Son, and you blessed Joseph with watching over him as a child, you have used many saints through the ages that the gift of your Son might come to us. Bless us also with such service to future generations, so that our lives may result in praise for your grace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, dear Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Glory.
temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
Oh, God,
the very body of Christ, Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ.
The very body of Christ given for you.
I
bless and keep you in your baptism and bones.
The very blood of Christ, Jesus, shed for you.
The very body of Christ, given for you.
The very blood of Christ, shed for you.
The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you.
Shed for you.
The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
Blood of Christ,
give the blood of Christ.
Hallelujah.
his holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Yeah.